Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Magiliw naming tagasubaybayan ng Samut Sari. Ito po si Ate Jo na nag-aanyaya sa inyo na makinig na naman sa isang oras nating pagniniig sa Himpapawid. Ito po ang huling linggo ng Marso at bukas po ay ika-uno ng Abril. So April 1st bukas. April Fools. Diba? Baka may maglalaro, Kuya CSR, ano? Samahan po nyo kami dalawa ni Kuya CSR ngayon pa lamang at darating na si Tita Verge at saka si Manang Trini, on the way na po sila. So, in the meantime, kumusta na, Kuya CSR?
Ang bilis ng panahon at matagal kitang iniintay, Ate Jo.
Namiss mo ba ako?
Kaya nung sinabi mo kanina, April Fools.
Oo.
Bugas.
Oo.
Ang kala kong ngayon.
Hindi, bukas yun. Ireserva mo bukas akin.
Sigurado ba yan?
Hindi ba April Fools?
Oo nga,
first
bugas.
Day ng ano, April, di ba?
Yeah.
Oo.
Ay bago tayo magkwan dito, alam mo, namimiss na kita Ate Jo for the past many weeks.
3 weeks lang, Kuya Cesar.
Alam mo yung 3 weeks yun, napakalaki na yun.
Oo nga. Alam mo, Kuya Cesar, masyado kasi akong busy hanggang Sabado ay nagtatrabaho ako. So,
ayan nga yun.
Masyado napagod ang bida. So,
kaya nga napapansin ko, nagpapaislim ka ngayon.
Ay, ganun ba yun?
Hindi,
sa pagod yun, Kuya Cesar. Hindi,
yeah.
Kung ano pa man, dieting or no, you know, hindi. Lakas ko ang kumain eh.
Ha?
Oo.
Well, bago ang lahat po, ang mga kababayan, ito po si Kuya Cesar na buwabati po sa inyong lahat. Lahat ng ating mga kababayan na naka-tune in dito sa ating radio program. Dito sa 104.6 Planet FM. Ito po ang ating Samut Sari. Ito po ang ating radio magazine dito sa Auckland, New Zealand.
Oo. At syempre, Kuya Cesar, ang panahon ngayon ay masyadong mahangin, pero mainit pa rin. So, hindi mo ba napapansin ngayon ay pag umaga ay madilim pa rin?
Medyo, pero malapit-lapit na, no? Malapit na yung ating
end of daylight saving.
End. Ibig sabihin yun.
Itong week na ito.
Ibig sabihin pag end.
I-advance mo na.
Ipo-forward.
Oo, ng isang oras.
Wow.
Ang ating orasan.
Eh, maga tayo magigising yan.
Oo nga. Eh, ganun talaga eh. So, ganun talaga ako yung CSR. So, mag-antay ka ng Oktubre at daylight saving starts naman.
Oh, wow. So, matagal naman nun.
Oo, matagal pa yun, Kuya CSR. Pero,
wow.
Pero kailangan i-advance ng isang oras ang ating orasan kasi nga, backward.
Itong darating na...
Oo, kasi 4 hours eh. 4 hours na, ano...
Sigurado ba?
Oo. Eh, kasi forward tayo ngayon eh.
So, ibig sabihin, maliwanag pa ang 9 o'clock. So, ibig sabihin, kung ibabackward mo, di lalong madilim. Ay, ano ba?
Hindi ibabackward mo. Kasi ngayon, 5 oras tayong ahead, advance sa Philippines. Ngayon, pag daylight saving ends, so, ibabalik natin ng 4 na oras. So, meron tayong 1 oras na tulog pa.
Okay.
Diba?
Kailan yan?
Itong weekend.
Ah, itong darating na Saturday.
Oo, itong weekend.
Wow.
So, ayan.
So,
maninibago tayo, pero...
So, ibig sabihin, yung orasan natin is ibabalik natin ng 1 oras.
Mm-mm. So, ngayon ay 4:15, ano?
Okay, so dapat...
4:25.
So, ang mangyayari niya sa Saturday, itong time na ito, ay magiging 3:25.
Correct. Oo.
Wow.
Kasi 4 na oras ang ating advance sa Philippines eh. As of now, kasi daylight saving tayo, 5 oras. So,
So, sigurado po yan sa next Saturday.
Oo, next
Tandaan
Saturday.
Po ninyo, huwag niyong kakalimutan na i-backward po ninyo ng 1 oras at ng lahat ng orasan.
Mm-mm.
Kaya nga, pang next Sunday, eh, kuna tayo. maaga tayong pupunta
dito.
Oo,
maaga tayong pupunta dito. Okay. Imbis na 4.25 yan, yung oras na yan, Kuya Cesar, nakikita mo yan, ha? Uh-oh. 3.25 yan ang basa niyan sa next week.
Alam mo, namimiss ko yung boses mo. Ang tagal-tagal kong na hindi napakinggan yan.
Talaga. Mas
lalo yung ating mga nakikinig ngayon.
Talaga rin naman.
Yan. Alam mo, pag iba talaga yung talagang lagi mong kasama tapos biglang mawawala, napanapin mo yun.
Nako naman, Kuya Cesar.
Pero,
you are stealing my heart.
Yes, of course. Ate Jo, si Manang Trini is on the way na. And hindi po natin alam kung makakapunta pa si Tita Birds kagaya ng nangyayari na nagkaroon siya ng accident. So, hopefully nagkaroon na po ng physiotherapist ang ating Tita Birds at medyo maayos na yung kanyang paglalakad at makakapiling na rin po natin siya dito sa ating radio program. Meron po isang hindi magandang balita po sa ating komunidad dito sa Pilipino komunidad, Ate Jo.
Oo, at siyempre po kaming sa Samotsari, lahat po kami, Tita Verge, si Manang Trini, Kuya Cesar, and me, tsaka lahat po ng aming mga kasama rito ay nakikiramay sa pagpanaw po ni Patrick Pardo. Naging guest natin siya rito noon, di ba?
At hindi lang siya naging guest, naging sponsor natin.
Sponsor
sila.
Pati natin siya.
Sila po yung sa New Zealand Home
Loans, Massey. Oo. So, he will be sadly missed and our deepest condolences to the family.
Yan po. So, hindi po, wala pa tayong balita, aywan kung kailan yung funerals?
Manang Trini, maybe meron siyang balita.
So, yung mga nakikinig po dito, baka pwede po nyo kaming tawagan dito po sa ating studio number 815-8100. So, mamaya po, marami po kayong ibabalita pa sa inyo at marami pong community announcement. So, bago tayo pumunta doon, ay bibigyan ko po ng isang magandang awitin mula sa ating paboritong si Sharon at si Gabby. Ito ay para sa iyo, Ate Jo.
Oh, salamat ko, Cesar.
Kamusta ka, Ate Jo?
Magkanunit ngayon, nangyari na ako. magsabi kundi kumusta ka.
Ang ganda-ganda naman ng kantang yun, Kuya Cesar. Masyado namang malalim yung ibig sabihin. Kasi nga nautal siya, no?
Yeah, nga. Yeah. Narian na siya, doon siya nautal.
Oo. Eh, paano? Sabik na siya makita siya. And then, nung dumating siya, wala na siyang masabi, kung hindi, kumusta ka? Oo. Ganun ba yun?
Yeah.
Oh, there are some instances na kung nabigla ka talaga, no? You cannot say anything, you know? Andiyan ka lang, you know?
Yung mahal ko nakikinig ngayon.
Ah, ganun ba? Hello, Kathy.
Hello, Kathy, love. Alam ko kasi nung unang meeting namin, after 37 years, hindi ako makapagsalita. Nagulat ako.
Talaga?
Kasi sinurprise niya ako.
Oo, oh, ganun ba?
So,
eh, ganun talaga ako, Cesar.
Oo.
Eh, kanina, sinurpresa ka ta eh.
Yan
pero
nga.
Sinabi mo sa akin, kumusta na?
Ikaw ba yan?
Ikaw ba yan? Bakit payat ka?
Alam mo, maraming ibig sabihin ng awitin na ito na minsan, sa tagal mo nang inaasam yung isang tao na matagal mo nang di nakita, tapos biglang lilitaw, magugulat ka.
Oo nga.
Yan. Mas That's lalo right. yung mahal na mahal mo sa buhay.
Oo. At syempre, yung mahal mo sa buhay, pag hindi mo siya nakita ng ilang, you know, months or, you know, years, months and months, syempre, sabik na sabik kang makita siya.
Mm-hmm. Yan. Ang hirap talaga pag magmahal ka, no? Mas eh, lalo yung minamahal mo eh.
That is the wonder of love.
Hindi mo nakikita.
Mm. At least alam niya na mahal mo siya. At alam mo na mahal ka niya. That is the main thing, you know?
Nararamdaman mo ba yun?
Kuya Cesar, I wasn't born yesterday. Bakit binabalik ba natin yung love month ngayon? Kuya Cesar, ngayon ay Marso, Abril na bukas.
Don't you know that every day is a love day?
Of course, the mere fact that you're alive and kicking.
Well,
at, you know,
mamay papaliwanag din man ng Trinian kasi may kasalanan late siya. So, narito na po ang ating magandang manang
magandang dilag. Oo. Kumusta na, Manang Trinian? Miss na kita.
Yun na nga. Ikaw kaya hindi sumisipot sa amin dito. Di ba, Kuya Sisa?
Yan nga. Kaya maraming penalty itong si Ate Jo.
Maraming utang.
Yes, of course. And of course, again, pasensya na po kayo. Pumunta po ako sa trabaho kasi. So, yeah, anyway, fresh from work po ako. At maayong hapon na kaninyong tanan. Of course, ako si Manang Trinian, sabi nga ni Kuya Sisa. And of course, salamat sa permi ninyo nga pagsunod sa atong kada semana nga programa sa radyo. Ayan, saan na po ba tayo?
Kayo naman ang in-announce po natin yung saan na pagpanaw ni Patrick Pardo.
Oh, yes,
Pardo pala,
course.
Sorry.
Yes.
Alam mo ba
yes.
kung kailan ang libing?
Kanina.
Kanina. Okay.
Sunday. Yeah, so from 10 to 2.
Okay.
Hindi nga din ako nakapunta kasi of course may apo ako sa bahay tapos pumunta din ako ng work. So,
yeah, that's right.
But may intindihan ni Patrick yan, of course. Yes.
Yeah.
Patrick's a very good guy.
Man, yeah.
Yeah, very good guy. And of course, we will miss him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Lalo na sa community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure
he will be sadly missed.
He will rest in peace. And of course, sometimes, mahirap sa mga naiwan. Rather than mahirap kay Patrick na pumanaw, ano. Mm-hmm. Pero mas mahirap yun sa mga naiwan ba. Kasi yun na nga. Very active si Patrick sa community natin. Palagi yan nagsusupport sa mga
projects,
mga events natin,
that's
ganyan.
Right.
So si Patrick talaga is a very generous man. So of course the whole community is sad, but at the end of the day, he is in a really better place.
Tama.
Than here.
Yeah. At least time week na siya.
Totoo yan. Yeah, diba?
That's right.
So ano bang meron tayo ngayon? Of course, ang special natin galing kay
Ate Edith.
Ate Edith. Yes.
Ito po ang Planet Travel Special number 1. Philippine Airlines Oakland to Manila return from $869. The fastest and only direct flight from Oakland to Manila, Philippines. Ang aircraft po ay A330 at 300. It's flying 3 times weekly, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday from Oakland. So ang sale po ay mag-e-end sa April 5. So itong next week po. Departures from the 1st of May to November 30, 2019, routing Oakland direct to Manila and vice versa. Minimum and maximum stay 3 days and 3 months. 3 days or 3 months. Inclusive of fuel surcharges and applicable airport departure taxes. Includes 25 kg check-in baggage, 7 kg hand carry, meals and entertainment are provided. Ticketing within 24 hours of booking. Refund non-refundable at all times. Totally unused ticket or partially unused. A change fee of $375 New Zealand applies before or after departure. A fare difference will apply and will be based on the fare of the current time of change. A no-show fee of $200 New Zealand is applicable to any amendment cancellations within 24 hours prior to departure per flight. Child fare, accompanied child 2 to 11 years old is 75% of the adult fare plus applicable taxes. Infant without seat is 10% of adult fare plus applicable taxes. Seats are strictly subject to availability. Limited seats available at this price. Use the booking tool to check availability on your travel dates or contact Planet Travel for availability. All availability and pricing is confirmed. At the time of ticketing, all prices quoted are based on availability at the moment of inquiry. If you have not held a seat or you do not confirm your booking by the specified time, then the price may no longer be valid and you will need a new booking. All pricing is final upon issuing the ticket. So book now through Planet Travel online booking form or email reservations at planettravel.co.nz or call 0800-111-1131 during business hours Monday to Friday 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
Yan.
Mm-hmm. Amura, mura, 869.
Mm-hmm.
Ito naman po yung kagaya po ng kan sa Philippine Airlines din po, pero ang iba po ang routing nito.
Iyan naman ay direct to hindi naman direct, back to Cebu yan.
Ito po yung Philippine Airlines short-term pair Oakland to Cebu return from.
Yeah.
Kaya
Manila lang at ito.
From Manila Oakland lang to Manila ito, okay. Direct.
So itong mga kababayan po natin na gustong sumakay ng Philippine Airlines na ang biyahe po ay Oakland to Cebu return, ang airfare po dito is 1,059.
Cebu na yun eh.
Yeah, Cebu
na yun. Wala ka ng domestic na.
Opo. Ang aircraft is the same, A330 to 300. That's from Oakland. So ang flying is three times weekly, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday from Oakland. Yun sa'yo naman, Ate Jo?
The same. Yeah, Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday from Oakland. Pero ito direct flight from Oakland to Manila. Yours is Cebu. Kaya mura pa rin.
So, pares din lang po yung kanilang kwan, yung requirements sa kayong kwan. So, ang babasahin na lang po natin dito is yung pares lang. Alos pares lang sila.
Yeah. Kailan yan mag-expire at Kuya Sisa?
Ang
expiry ng sales?
Ang sales po ay mag-e-end na the same.
5th of April.
April. 5.
Kaya kung kayo po ay nagbabalak, ilang araw na lang.
Oo.
So, tawagan na lang po ninyo ang ating Philippines travel dito,
yes.
sa online booking form, email reservation at planettravel.co.nz or call 0800 11 11 31. during business hours, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. So, alos pa rin sa lang. Yung pagkakaiba lang ng presyo ay sa presyo lang po.
Oo. At okay. Siyempre, kasi nga, from Oakland to Cebu, di ba? Yeah.
Iba lang ang price. Ayan. Mm-hmm. And dahil po dyan, ang local news po natin ay hatid sa atin ni Tita Edith from Planet Earth Travel. Facebook Chief Operating Officer Sherelle Sandberg's letter to New Zealand. In the wake of the Christchurch terrorist attacks, Facebook's Chief Operating Officer or COO Sherelle Sandberg has written a letter to the Herald outlining the actions the social media giant will take. The terrorist attacks in Christchurch were an act of pure evil. All of us at Facebook stand with the victims, their families, the Muslim community, and all of New Zealand. It is deeply tragic when people face violence because of who they are and what they believe. Over the past 2 weeks, the whole world has seen the compassion, unity, and resilience you have shown as a country through your grief. Many of you have also rightly questioned how online platforms such as Facebook were used to circulate horrific videos of the attack. We are committed to reviewing what happened and have been working closely with the New Zealand police to support their response. In the immediate aftermath, we took down the alleged terrorist Facebook and Instagram accounts, removed the video of the attack, and used artificial intelligence to proactively find and prevent related videos from being posted. We have heard feedback that we must do more, and we agree. In the wake of the terror attack, we are taking 3 steps, strengthening the rules for using Facebook Live, taking further steps to address hate on our platforms, and supporting the New Zealand community. First, we are exploring restrictions on who can go live depending on factors such as prior community standard violations. We are also investing in research to build better technology to quickly identify edited versions of violent videos and images and prevent people from resharing these versions. While the original video was shared live, we know that this video spread mainly through people resharing it and re-editing it to make it harder for our systems to block it. We have identified more than 900 different videos showing portions of those horrifying 17 minutes. Second, we are taking even stronger steps to remove hate on our platforms. We have long had policies against hate group and hate speech. We designated both shootings as terror attacks, meaning that any praise, support, and representation of the events violates our community standards and is not permitted on Facebook. We are also using our existing artificial intelligence tools to identify and remove a range of hate groups in Australia and New Zealand, including the LADS Society, the United Patriots Front, the Anti-Podian Resistance, and National Front New Zealand. These groups will be banned from our services, and we will also remove praise and support of these groups when we become aware of it. And just this week, we announced that we have strengthened our policies by banning praise, support, and representation of white nationalism and separatism on Facebook and Instagram. Finally, we are standing by the people of New Zealand and providing support to four local well-being and mental health organizations to raise awareness around their services within the country. We are also working with our existing youth partners to co-design additional education around peer support and resilience. Through everything, we remain ready to work with the New Zealand Government's Royal Commission to further review the role that online services play in these types of attacks more widely. We are also ready to work with the New Zealand Government on future regulatory models for the online industry in areas like content moderation, elections, privacy, and data portability. We know there is more work to do. We are deeply committed to strengthening our policies, improving our technology, and working with experts to keep Facebook safe. We must all stand united against hate and work together to fight it wherever and whenever it occurs. And that is our local news. So, yeah, there are a lot of good that came out from that horrific incident in Christchurch, especially on media platforms, Ate Jo and Kuya Cesar. So,
yeah.
You know, although it was very tragic and horrible and horrific, and we could only imagine how the family is feeling, feeling right now, but at the end of the day, our media platforms has been very, very strict now, I think.
Same with social media as well. Yeah, so, yeah. Which is good, you know.
It is.
Kasi hindi naman dapat na ganun talaga na, you know, that 17 minutes, it was there. Like, yeah, a lot of people.
And share it.
And yeah, that's right.
And and hindi lang yan, ano. Hindi naman dapat lang natin i-rely sa mga Facebook company o sa company ng Facebook. Tayo din,
lahat.
We have a human responsibility na don't support those kind of thing, you know? Lalo na yun, kasi just very basic stuff, no? Yung mga kaibigan natin minsan, nagpapa-voice out ng sarili nilang dinaramdam sa Facebook. You know, don't share it. Hide it from your page or delete it from your page. Kasi we don't condone that kind of behavior.
Share mo yung mga gagandang
experiences,
moments ng buhay mo.
At tapos yung mga post lang i-share natin na you think it will make us a better person, it will make us, you know, yung nakaka
may benefit sa
mga kaibigan natin.
And if you post something, merong yung bang masaya para naman makatawa ka,
wag lang yung ano. So we have each of us will have a responsibility,
social responsibility. At syempre may pinalabas na letter ang Catholic Diocese of Oakland.
Yes.
A letter from Bishop Patrick Dunn to all parishes, schools, ethnic communities, and religious orders in the Oakland Diocese. Oo. So, shall we read this?
Yeah.
It is a bit mahaba.
Yeah, but I think our beloved Tita Verge wants us to share that.
Okay. So, the New Zealand police wish to provide reassurance and advice to all numerous communities throughout the country. They are aware that after the tragic events of last Friday in Christchurch, people may have some concerns and questions which the police are happy to address. Their primary concern is to keep all New Zealand communities safe, and they have sent the following information which they would like us to give and to promote to all our communities. Therefore, I ask that the following message from the New Zealand police be made available immediately to all our parishioners, school communities, and ethnic chaplaincies. Police have been present outside all mosques and Islamic centers around the country as a precautionary measure to ensure the safety of our communities. Some police on the streets are currently armed. Again, this is a precautionary measure and response to the events in Christchurch, and you should not feel alarmed.
Yeah.
We are not currently aware of any specific threats, but we are doing this as a precaution to protect our people and ensure they can go about their customs and religious traditions in peace and without incident. Yeah. Police will be visiting all religious centers and places of worship as a precaution to provide advice and reassurance. We want everyone in our community to remain vigilant. Our message to everyone is simple. If you see something suspicious, say something. Call police on 111 immediately.
Absolutely.
If you wish to talk to someone in police, we have dedicated police staff who are always available to talk to our ethnic communities and provide safety advice and reassurance. In the event that an emergency situation happens, stay calm and phone emergency services by calling 111 immediately. In this situation, our staff will do our best to respect the religious customs and traditions of places of worship. However, in an emergency situation, our priority will always be first and foremost to protect the community and do everything we can to ensure the safety of members of the public. In an emergency event, please listen and abide by the directions of police staff and emergency responders at all times. So, yan po, galing sa New Zealand Police.
Yes, ayan. Mm-hmm. Oh, again, may social responsibility din tayo kahit, you know. It's just a shame na it will have to take Christchurch.
Yeah.
Tragedy.
Whether na hindi religious, religious cause or what, we really have to have that sense of responsibility in ourselves.
Exactly.
Hindi ba?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi minsan, we can't just brush it off kahit nakakita ka na. Sometimes you don't really want to be involved kasi baka mapa, you know, because we have this mentality na, I don't want to get involved, baka matrouble din ako.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Pero yeah, we shouldn't, you know, we have a social responsibility. Ayan po. And, mag-music. May musika ka ba dyan para sa ating nakikinig dyan?
Well, gusto kong para i-share sa ating mga kababayan itong magandang awitin po ni Joey Albert.
Yeah. Kung saan na kanyang babaeng yan?
Ito po, papakinggan po natin ang awitin niya.
Ayan. Gusto ko siya.
Para po sa inyong lahat, this is a 104.6 Planet FM, Samut Sari.
Dami-dami ng aking minahal, ganito.
Yeah. Isa pong magandang awit ni mula kay
Joey Albert.
Joel Albert. Ito po yung
Joey and Joey Albert.
Isa lamang.
Tanda ko pa siya.
Oo, maganda siya.
Marami siyang magandang awitin na talagang sikat na sikat.
Yes.
Yan. So, kagayang pinag-usapan natin kanina, Daylight Savings Ends. April 7 po yun. Sunday.
So, kailangan ang orasan natin ay
1 hour earlier.
Babalik.
So, ibabalik natin ng 1 hour.
Backward tayo.
Yeah. So, para sigurado tayo, Saturday ng midnight.
Mm-mm. Yes. Yeah. So, sa Sunday na yun, na wala na. Mm-hmm. Nawalan tayo ng isang oras. Ayan.
So, April 7 po.
Ayan.
Okay. So, papunta na po tayo sa ating Philippine News.
This is Samut Sharif, Philippine News. Pagpapasulat ng promissory note sa bata, uri ng child abuse, anya ng abogado. Kamakailan ay nag-viral sa social media ang post na isang netizen na inireklamo ang pagpapasulat ng eskwelahan ng promissory note sa isang 6 na taong gulang na estudyante. Ayon kay Attorney Noel Del Prado, patong-patong ang naging paglabag ng paaralang nagpasulat sa paslit ng promissory note. Anya, paglabag ito sa Presidential Decree 06 kung saan nakalahat na hindi dapat pasanin ng bata ang obligasyon ng kanyang magulang na bayaran ang kanyang matrikula. Sa pagsusulat ng promissory note ay kumbaga ipinahiya yung bata sa doon aspeto nito bawal na, pahayag niya sa usapang dekampanilya. Kaakibat din daw nito ang paglabag ng paaralan ang Republic Act Number 7610 or Anti-Child Abuse Act sa pagpapahiya sa bata na maaring may psychological na epekto rito. Kahit na anong kilos, pasalita o paggawa, kung ito ay pagpapahiya, kumukutya o nakakapagbaba ng dangal o dignidad ng bata o halaga bilang tao, ito ay isang krimen, ani Del Prado. Bukod pa rito ay walang bisa ang sinulat ng bata sapagkat maituturing lang na legal na dokumento ang promissory note na may pirma ng sinumang nasa tamang edad. Ang bata kung wala pang siyang 18 anyos, hindi pa siya inaanyayan na batas sa kahit anong uri ng kontrata. Wala pa siyang legal capacity, paliwanag ni Del Prado. May parusang kulong o multa sa sinumang lalabag sa Anti-Child Abuse Act. Ayan.
Ayan. Now, dahil ang election sa atin ngayon ay parating na, Kumulik to combat fake news on social media. Again, social media na naman to. A commission on elections, or Kumulik, officials said they have taken steps to combat false information being published against them on social media platforms. Kumulik spokesman James Jimenez said in an interview that social media platforms, including Facebook, were provided with a whitelist which will aid them in facilitating the Kumulik's request for action against questionable posts. Jimenez added that instead of just reporting a page or a post, they will specify which part of the post is questionable and provide facts and context to prove that the information being reported is false. As of now, anyone can report anything. You don't need the government to do that. But we are adding a burden on ourselves. We have committed to include in our reporting a clear indication of which part of the post is questionable, of a questionable legal standing. Second, a discussion of why it should be taken down. And third, a high degree of specificity in the report, he said. Jimenez clarified that the social media platforms committee
community standards will still apply in the review of the post, and they will only provide more information to prove that reports coming from the government are substantiated. The Comelec spokesman said they decided to do this after observing that during the 2016 polls, more fake news appeared at the elections as the elections drew near. He said the Comelec frequently deals with false information about the election system. Pagpasok kasi ng absentee voting, pangkaraniwan dyan lumulutang ang fake news tungkol sa sistema, tungkol sa elections. Kesyo ganito ang makikita, kesyo tapos na ang counting dito, panalo na si ganito. he said, so these are the fake news that we are watching out for. Why? Because number one, they aim to question the credibility of elections. Second, they are verifiably false. And third, they are deliberate to spread despite being verifiably false, he added. Jimenez also said that they will only deal with false information that they have involvement in and not meddle with fake news about candidates. We don't care about the candidates can fight for their own battles. We are not here to protect the interest of any candidate. If a candidate is subjected to a fake news attack, we will only intervene in so far to set the record straight about our involvement, he said.
And that's our Samutsari Philippine News.
Yan.
Nakakatuwa itong mga balita natin, no?
Yes.
Dahil na malapit na election, maraming ginagamit ang Facebook.
Yes, of course.
Which is not good, no? Facebook is just parang ano lang sa ating mga kamag-anak,
friends.
Parang sa friends.
Then
nakakatuwa kasi sa election na ito, ang dami nilang style. Mas lalo yung malalaking mga politiko.
Yes, of course.
Meron yung dadalaw sa isang bansa dahil alam niyang maraming Pilipino doon.
Yes. Totoo yan. Kasi ang social media platform is the quickest kasi to spread whatever you want to spread, yeah? Mm-hmm. To reach people in a few seconds, you can reach how many thousands or millions.
Pero napapansin ko, matatalino ng mga ating mga mamamayan.
Oo.
Alam nila kung totoo yung pakay ng mga politiko na yan.
Oo, hindi.
Nabubus yun,
sakon. Hindi na pwedeng maano yan, ano tawag doon?
Matinggoy.
Matinggoy.
Oo, wala nang dapat maging tanga.
Yes. Yes. Bawal. Kasi may bawal Facebook yun. Na. Pero huwag naman super ano ha, super... ano tawag dito? Smart ka dahil ka lahat information mo nasa Facebook.
At
hindi
talaga.
Smart yan. Oh. Ano yan? Katangahan yan. Pagkakala mo matalino ka dahil may Facebook ka.
Yeah.
Ayan.
Pero natutuwa rin ako dun sa binalita mo Ate Jo. Yung eskwela naman.
Oh,
six years old.
6 years old.
Hindi nila alam na parang kindergarten pa lang yun.
Yeah, oo naman.
Kindergarten pa lang.
Ano ba yan?
Malaking kon yun eh. Child abuse. Para bang
issue yan.
Inapin niya yung pamilya.
It is considered child abuse.
Talaga?
Yes. Buti nga.
Kasi nga.
Ang laki ng epekto yun sa bata.
Oo. Ano man yung nakakapagbaba ng dangal, ng dignidad, pagpapahiya sa tao, sa bata, lalo na sa bata.
Lalo na sa bata.
You know?
Gosh,
naramdaman ng bata yung kahirapan nila.
That's right.
Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah.
Dadali niya yun hanggang pagtanda.
Oo. Hindi yung obligasyon ng bata na pasanin niya ang obligasyon ng magulang.
Hindi naisip ng iskulan na yun.
Hindi. So, talaga, sa totoo lang.
Pangit ng balita yan.
Oo. Pero at least, naimulat na, na impart sa ating mga kababayan na hindi dapat na ganon.
Kahit dito, sa atin dito sa New Zealand, we are very particular na you have to be of legal age before you can sign a promissory note. What the heck?
That's right.
You have to be of legal age before you can sign any kind of paperwork.
Yeah. That's right.
Meaning you have to be 18 at least.
Well, talagang ganyan. Maraming balitang nakakagulat.
Mm-mm. Now, ito naman po ang ating i-share namin po sa inyo ha, sa inyong mga masugid namin taga pakinig. Ito po ay you can do your own research on this of course, but this is just some sort of interest kasi ako isa ako sa mga tao na always want my hot drinks very hot. Yeah. Pero hindi pala maganda yan. Ito.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Drinking scalding hot tea may raise esophagus cancer risks.
Oh, no.
Ito po ang study. Tea drinkers who love a scalding hot cup of beverage may want to let it cool down a bit to avoid an increased risk of esophagus cancer, a new study suggests. Among tea drinkers followed for about 10 years, those who drank a lot of tea and liked it very hot, above 60 degrees Celsius, okay, 60 degrees, huh? Above 60 degrees Celsius, 140 degrees Fahrenheit, had nearly doubled the risk of esophageal
yeah.
squamous cell carcinoma compared to those who drank cooler tea and less tea in general. Researchers report in the International Journal of Cancer. Drinking hot tea is a very common habit worldwide, and earlier studies have pointed to an association between drinking hot beverages and an increased risk of esophageal cancer. Study leader Dr. Farhad Islami of the American Cancer Society in Atlanta, Georgia, said by email, esophageal squamous cell carcinoma is the sixth most common cause of cancer death worldwide. In the U.S., according to the ACS, the lifetime risk of developing the disease is about 1 in 132 in men and about 1 in 455 in women. Oh, that is quite high, isn't it?
Mm.
The World Health Organization International Agency for Research on Cancer has classified drinking very hot beverages, about 65 Celsius, as probably carcinogenic to humans. Starting in 2004, researchers collected data on 50,000 adults living in Golestan province in northeastern Iran, where high rates of esophageal cancer have been reported and where residents drink an average of 1,100 milliliters, about 37 ounces of black tea daily. That's over a liter. Over a liter of tea a day. Oh, that's a lot. Early in the study, researchers poured cups of tea during interviews with participants to measure tea drinking temperatures and ask each person about their preferences for tea temperature, as well as how soon after pouring the tea they tended to drink it. By 2017, 317 participants had developed esophageal squamous cell carcinoma. People who regularly drank tea at temperatures of 60 degrees centigrade, or higher were 41% more likely than those who drank it cooler to develop esophageal cancer. Those who preferred very hot tea had nearly 2.5 times the risk of those who liked it cold or lukewarm. And those who drank their tea within 2 minutes of pouring it had 51% higher risk than those who waited 6 minutes or more. Ayan, 6 minutes or more, huh? Overall, people...
Sobrang init.
Yeah, sobrang init yan. So, really, I am really bad. Kasi pag nag-cool down na siya, mina-microwave ko.
At saka hindi masarap pag yung malamig.
Oo.
Especially coffee, no?
Oo.
Ako coffee drinker ako, ano? But I made it a point now na just recently, last week, ano? Kasi nga in the morning, first thing, I'll have coffee, okay?
Yes.
And then, so 10:15, morning break, ano?
Another coffee.
Pero, hindi, ang ginagawa ko ngayon, green tea na.
Green
without,
tea.
Milk and sugar. So, it's pure green tea.
Yeah, so that would be very hot straight away.
It is very hot. You know, pero yun nga nasabi mo, you have to wait for 6 minutes.
6 minutes to 10 probably.
By the time you waited for 6 minutes, over na yung break mo.
Huwag ka nang mag-hot.
Siyempre, yung esophagus natin, may mga tissue yan na medyo sensitive.
Oo naman.
Sobrang init ang pinapasok mo dyan, araw-araw. Parang naluluto na.
Yeah, totoo yan.
That's right.
Kasi nafe-feel ko yan pag palagi kong, you know, palagi kong mina-microwave yung hot drink ko. Tapos sabi ko, you know, tapos mahirap mo pa namang i-call off yun pag, na, pag napasok ka na.
Oo.
So please lang ha, at ito, para talaga sa akin itong
balitang yan.
Balitang ito, honestly.
So may lesson tayo. Eh.
So from now on, I will wait for 10 minutes or at least 6 anyway before I drink it.
Yeah.
Hindi pa naman ako nag-milk sa so any hot drinks that I have.
Oh, really?
Milk talaga.
What about coffee?
Well, coffee, wala din. Black ako.
Hindi kasi, ako, meron kasi ako nakikita sa mga news natin na in-advise nga nilang na mas maganda raw yung mainit. Eh, pero para yung mga party food, eh, talaga ma-drain. Yeah.
Pero na,
ito naman, ma-dissolve.
Not pero, speeding, ha?
Yeah. Eh, ito nangyari siguro, kagaya sa Iran. Mm-mm. Talagang sanay sila sa pag-iinom ng mainit yan, eh.
Mm-mm. Oh, really?
Totoo. Yeah. So,
oh, well, anyway,
sobrang, lockdown ng sobra ay nakakasama.
Oh, yeah, totoo, yeah. Everything in moderation.
Everything
sabi
in moderation.
Nila.
Okay. Yeah. Oo nga, no? Oo.
Nako, malapit na yung ko natin, no? So, pupunta na po tayo sa ating part ng kinasasabikan po natin.
Yes.
Ito po yung mga greetings natin.
Sa lahat po ng mga nagdiriwang ng kanilang mga karawan ngayon mula po sa Samutsari, maligayang bati po. At syempre, binabati ko ngayon ang nagdiriwang ng kanyang kaarawan, si Alice Monson. Happy birthday to you. At syempre, binabati natin ang ating masugid na tagapakinig. Ate Lolit, I miss you. Pasensya na, nawala ako ng tatlong linggo. So, hopefully, binati ka ni Kuya Cesar. Alright.
Yes, and of course, as always, I want to say congratulations to everybody who is celebrating something special. Hindi lang birthday, but everything special. You know, it could be a new job, a resignation from a job, marriage, wedding, or getting
divorce.
Off. Divorce, or getting off from a marriage, finding a new love, new chapter. So congratulations, new chapter of your life. And of course, anniversaries, birthdays. But special mention po ng birthday ng second birthday ng apo ko, yung inaalagaan kong apo ko na si Harley James Olvido. Happy birthday, Baba. So next Saturday na yan. Oh, actually, Friday. Ayan. And of course, rest in peace, Patrick Pardo. I'm sure today's celebration of your life was a really great one. We have to celebrate your life being with us in the community. And rest in peace. Ngayon, you have eternal peace.
Yes. Matatanda po niyo sa mga buwan na ito ay mga graduation day. So binabati po natin lahat ng mga ating mga anak, mga pamangkin, mga apo na nagdiriwang po ng kanilang mga graduation dyan, lalong-lalong dyan sa Pilipinas.
Yes.
Binabati ko rin po ang aking apo na si Glenn Carl Cagampan. Balidik po rin po siya ng klase nila.
Wow!
Ay,
congratulations!
Hindi nagmana sa'yo.
Nagmana?
Oh, nagmana.
Ay, biro lang.
Just kidding.
Sana nagmana ako sa kanya. Then, marami din po yung na-promote sa mga police. Alam niyo ba na ang mga police ngayon sa Pilipinas nagkaroon ng mass promotion?
Promotions,
yeah.
Right.
Binabati po natin sila.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, and of course, binabati po natin lahat ng ating kababayan na nakikinig, especially sa aking My Love. Katetext lang ngayon, sabi niya, hello to everyone.
Yes.
Hello
back, Kathy.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening
She's
to
listening
us.
Listening right now.
Salamat.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
And of course, thank you for listening, Susan Shadwick, my very, very good friend, always tuning in on our program weekly. Salamat day, Susan.
At syempre si Tito Birds. Sana magpapagaling na po kayo, Tito Birds,
yes,
para next week makasama kayo namin dito.
Yes, of course, Tito Birds. We miss you as well. And just very briefly, before we signed off, I will be be starting a Zumba class in sa Tiatatu South Community Center, which will start on the first, the last Tuesday of April. Ayan po. So meron pang few weeks before that happens, but that's all booked and sealed and ready to go. And of course, my classes in 55 Meadowood Center as well, Community House, Meadowood Drive. Mondays po yan from 6:30, and the other class will be Mary Thomas Center on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Yan po ang mga klase ko ng Zumba. The whole community are all invited to any of those centers, and gold coin donation lang po yan, just towards the cost of the whole.
Wow.
This is just for our community, a better health, a better and healthier lifestyle.
Meron bang age limit?
Walang age limit, walang age limit, walang skill limit, wala po. Punta lang kayo, basta marunong kayo makinig ng music at saka mag-giling-giling konti. Ayan na yan.
Ayan na, okay.
Ate Jo,
oo.
Kailan mag-enroll tayo?
Oo. Hindi dapat enrollment, papunta lang.
Diretso na. Kailan ulit yun na manang training?
Tuesdays will be in Tiatatu South. That would be at
6 o'clock.
Tiatatu South Community Center. Yung St. John's Ambulance sa likod ng...
Tiatatu South.
Tiatatu South, yeah.
Okay, 6 p.m. yun.
6 p.m. yun. Tuesdays, but that would start on the last Tuesday.
So, kailangan ba naka-dancing costume ko?
Bahala kayo. Kung anong gusto nyo isuot, yun na yun. But just bring towels and wura. Ayan. Wala na tayong oras, Ate Jo.
Oo. In behalf of our producer, Tita Verge, at saka yung mga sponsors po natin, nagpapasalamat po kami sa Planet Air Travel, JMN Foods and Butchery Limited, Wilson West, New Zealand Home Loans Massey, Western Union Money Transfer, at marami pa mga sponsors. Maraming salamat po mula sa Samut Sari. Ito po si Ate Jo, nagpapaalam sa inyo. Hanggang sa muli, mabuhay po tayong lahat.
Yes, manamilit na po kami kaninyong tananog sa kanunay. Nagpasalamat kami sa inyong walay kahumanan nga pagsuporta sa atong programa sa radyo. Ako si Manang Trini, signing off, saying loving yourself and your family means looking after yourself first. Health is wealth, everybody. Bye for now. Until next week, ingat po kayong lahat and have a good night.
Sana po ay maging magandang ating linggo, at itong parating na linggong ito ay maging masagana po tayo. Sa lahat ng nagmamahal, mahal namin po kayong lahat. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Laging nakikipagay.